Unit 6. Extra Listening. Page 51. A Toast from the Host. You're going to hear a dialogue between friends about a family celebration. Listen and choose the correct answer.
It is my pleasure to welcome you here tonight.
Wow, what a greeting. I didn't know that you were that happy to see me, Anna.
Oh, I'm always happy to see you, Sam. But I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, so who's the big welcome for?
My sisters and I are planning a surprise anniversary party for my parents, and I'm making the toast. I really want it to be perfect. I started working on it yesterday.
A toast? You mean you're making a speech?
Well, a toast can be a speech, but usually it's a few words of appreciation or good wishes about a person that you want to honour. Toasts are usually said over some wine.
Have you got any idea why it's called a toast? Does it have anything to do with bread?
Actually, while I was looking on the internet for interesting ways to toast someone, I found some information about the possible origin of the word. During the reign of King Charles II in the 1600s in England, someone accidentally dropped a piece of toasted bread in a large pitcher of wine at a royal banquet. One guest who had a sense of humour said that if he wasn't able to drink any more wine, at least he could have the toast.
Well, that's a funny story, but I doubt it's really true. Why is it that a toast is usually made over some wine?
Well, from the earliest times, eating and drinking together has been a sign of friendship and made guests feel welcome. In ancient times, hosts would drink to their guests' health. The host always drank first to show everyone that the drink was safe.
Safe? What do you mean by that?
I mean that the host wanted to prove that the drink wasn't poisoned. Important people were often afraid that others were trying to kill them, so the host drank first to show that the drink wasn't poisoned.
Well, I agree with you that eating is a sign of friendship. Whenever I bring friends home, my mum insists that they stay for a meal, and she gets really upset if they don't eat a lot.
Well, your mother isn't the only one. There are many cultures that think it's an insult if a guest refuses to sit down and share a meal with the host.
Well, you'd make sure you eat my mum's food next time you visit. So what other preparations have you still got to do for the party?
Well, I want to put out a guest book and have all our friends and family write good wishes for my parents. That's an old custom too, and I think my parents will really enjoy reading everyone's messages.
I'm sure they will, but that's not really an old custom. People make guest books for all sorts of celebrations, like weddings, christenings, and confirmations.
Yes, guest books are really popular today. But signing a guest book comes from a very old custom. I learned in my history lesson that when the pharaoh in Egypt invited important guests to the palace, their names were written down on a guest wall. It was considered an honour to have your name on a wall with other important people.
Well, I think a guest book is a great idea. It would be a bit difficult for your parents to take a wall home with them to remember the party. You know, Anna, if you want, I'll come and take photos at the party. That way, your parents will have memories of the party in both words and pictures.
Thanks a lot, Sam. That'd be great. I really appreciate the offer.
Did you find any other interesting information?
Oh, there's a lot of information on the topic of being a host. The Romans always had a place of honour at the table with the most important person sitting at the head of the table. People washed their hands at the table before eating, and this was done according to your social rank too.
It must have been embarrassing for the person who had to wash his hands last.
Well, at least everyone sat comfortably at the table. The ancient Egyptians used to give one chair to a single guest, but a married couple had to share one between them.
There were probably lots of broken chairs then.
Sam, I really need to finish my speech.
So have you decided what you're going to say?
That's what I was working on when you came in.
So get back to work, and you can practice with me as your guest. Oh, and make sure you say lots of good things about me.
I'll see what I can do.